It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS, Full Metal Jackie. On the show this evening, the frontman for Bay Area Legends Death Angel, the one and only Mark Asagueta. What's up?
Hey, Jackie!
How are you?
I'm doing amazing,
Let's talk about the latest Death Angel album. It's called The Evil Divide, a very angry album. Yes?
You know, it's kind of carrying on the tradition the last two, for sure. You know, we've been in that vein. And I guess as long as, you know, we never achieve a certain amount of success, we'll always keep that anger.
But it's just funny because you're like such a happy, giggly dude. So it's just funny to say, like, your record's so angry. But how much do you rely on music as a way to sort of purge anger and other emotions from yourself?
More than ever. I mean, it's that is my thing. And I mean, literally, and you're not ironically the first person to bring that up, that you're always in such a good mood. You're always laughing, you know, find the joy in everything. And I think the reason being is because I have this outlet that I think a lot of people that aren't musicians don't necessarily have that, or, you know, do some sort of truly strenuous physical activity. But when we're on tour and night after night, I get to yell out my aggressions and see the release that it's given to other people. There's no better therapy out there. There really isn't. And I mean, I thrive off that feeling, and I do, and I get it out every night, and it drains me, but at the same time, it just fills me with, you know, an abundance of energy for, you know, what for the next night.
Mark Asagueta from Death Angel is our guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. We're talking about the latest Death Angel album, which is called The Evil Divide. Here's a tune from it. This is The Moth on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us tonight. And the latest record is called The Evil Divide. Death Angel, of course, a band that's been around for a long time at this point. And the music business has changed so much since, like, the big budget days of major labels. What makes the way you record and tour today a better fit for your life?
I mean, what it does now, just because how much it's changed extremely from the 80s, definitely. But with recording, it's with technology, it's come so far that it kind of expedites the recording process. You know, it really does. And for us, it's been wonderful because we could turn around getting product out faster than we would have, say, in the 80s, without quality being affected. You know, and the digital technology has come so far. And also with the songwriting process, you know, Rob could just fly files over to me of stuff he's recorded, and I could just start writing from home, you know, whereas before there was always some big recording device or your little portable mini studios, and now you don't necessarily need that. And it's been wonderful. And you know, the recording studio, when you go into a recording studio now, how they look nowadays versus how they looked in the 80s has transformed immensely as well. So, I mean... It's just the sound quality you're getting for the budgets you're working with, whether you're a band of our level or a band larger than us or a band smaller than us. And I think it helps bands smaller than us immensely. As far as on the road, that's a whole different story. Now it's this kind of, because of that, you know, record sales don't add up to what they used to. And now when we're on the road, it's, you know, a day off is money burning. So there's very few days off on the road. You're playing almost every night, and you're almost relying on that adrenaline that the crowd gives you, because sometimes it's, you know, inhuman, dare I say, borderline inhumane, some of the many nights we have to play in a row. But we do it because for our love of the music, and it keeps the band alive, and it keeps, you know, the fans hungry for more.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, your shot at Slayer tickets. I also have Metallica tickets I'll be giving away, plus music from Suicidal Tendencies, Motorhead, more with Mark Asagueta of Death Angel. It is all on the way. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mark Asagueta of Death Angel on the show with us tonight. Death Angel, of course, latest album is called The Evil Divide. And, you know, just talking a little bit about the fact that, you know, you guys have been doing this for such a long time. And Mark, what changes about the way metal invigorates you when you've been playing it most of your life?
Well, you know, there's a way, because I removed myself from it for quite a few years as far as when Death Angel had a hiatus. So I think the first time around, as magical as that time was, now I look back on it with a greater appreciation. And when I took that downtime off, I thought, if I ever have the opportunity to do this once again, I'm going to savor every second of it. And so now I have this appreciation for metal that I wish I had first time around. I mean, I loved it as a teenager. I just loved it, playing it as a teenager, and I ate it and breathed it. But now just the appreciation is much more just all-encompassing. And while I'm on stage to while I'm recording, I'm enjoying every bit. And even if there's a time I get pissed off, so to speak, I'm just thinking, if I'm lucky enough in my life to be complaining for one moment about music or performing music or creating music, I'm very far ahead of the ball. I'm very far ahead in the game. If you're lucky enough to get to complain about your passion, keep it to yourself.
It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash on KLOS. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Mark Asageta of Death Angel on the show tonight. And Death Angel, the current lineup's been together coming up on 8 years now. What are the significant things that have really bonded you together, both musically and personally?
I think, with the first album since we came back with this particular lineup was Relentless Retribution. That we were really definitely getting to, learn each other and, each other's strong points and just kind of, figure out each other as people. And so I'm very proud of that record, but it's a very aggressive record and our first step in this kind of newer, a newer reborn aggressive side of the band. And I think that we've done so much touring, as a matter of fact, with this lineup, more touring than the original Mach 1 lineup did or the Mach 2 lineup has done. This is the most touring we've ever done as a band with this lineup. And it's just made us, stronger players individually, stronger players as a unit, stronger performers for sure, not just, a musical ability, but just how we are on stage. And it's just we really feel that bond of, it's us against the world when we're on stage. There's that friendly competition with any band we're playing with, touring with, on a festival with. And we just want to make it, if we're playing last, we want to make it be known why we're last. And if we're playing, if we're not playing last, we want to make it so people who have to play after us go, wow, we got to follow that. We got to follow that. And we do it now with a confidence that we might not have had the first few shows with this lineup or the first even few tours with this lineup. But now we definitely feel like we're onto something, and because of the reactions of the crowd and the popularity of each album that comes prior to the last getting more popular, I think we're on the right track for sure.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, Metallica tickets plus music from Death Angel and more with our guest, Mark Asageta. Bored from Death Angel. My name is Full Metal Jackie. Death Angel frontman Mark Asageta is my guest on the show tonight. Death Angel recently finished up the Bound by the Road tour with Devil Driver, Winds of Plague, and The Agonist. Death Angel was the longest running band on that tour. Mark, what's fulfilling about playing and interacting with bands that came up after you?
I actually find this a really huge compliment that we were asked to be a part of this tour. What it means to me is that Devil Driver finds us, the relevance to us. And we work really hard. And, we try to bring younger bands out when we headline. And the fact that, bands that have, made quite a name for themselves that haven't maybe been around as long as us, that are taking us out, I truly find it very humbling, and I find it as a very huge compliment.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Mark Asageta from Death Angel on Whiplash. Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie with Mark Asageta, singer of Death Angel, on the show with us tonight. Los Angeles is only about 400 miles from San Francisco, but musically, they were worlds apart when you guys started. Like, what was the most important thing about the first time Death Angel played Los Angeles?
Going down there the very first time, I think it was just... Because the metal scene was still so new the very first time, and we knew, we had our Bay Area scene, which we just embraced, and other than the extreme metal or thrash metal down that was happening in LA, a lot of it was associated with, the hair metal. But of course, there was the underside, which was the thrash metal scene. Obviously, you had Slayer, Dark Angel, you know, the list goes on, Armored Saint, you know, metal. And we wanted to get down there, and we had such respect for these guys because of underground tape trading, and we wanted to make it known that we weren't a flash in the pan when we went down there. And it was very special to go down there. But we never played Hollywood proper until the band reformed. In the 80s, we weren't allowed to play in Hollywood proper because of a certain Slayer show, I guess, that happened at the Palladium. And and apparently, the destruction to the Palladium down there, they ceased having all thrash shows in Hollywood proper at the time. And thanks to Slayer, a band who we love, so it makes me respect them even more. But, you know, Hollywood's come around full circle, and it's one of the most passionate crowds ever that we played to throughout the world. I mean, those pits are violent. The kids are so passionate about metal, and we love going down to Los Angeles and playing Hollywood proper, you know, the outskirts by Orange County. It's always an amazing, enthusiastic crowd. From the elder statesmen to the young metal heads up front, it's just pure passion, and I love it.
Mark Asagueta from Death Angel is with us. If you haven't already done so, pick up the latest Death Angel album. It's called The Evil Divide. Mark, a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Thank you as always, and thank everyone out there for, you know, keeping metal alive.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for hanging for another edition of Whiplash. I'm here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. You can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Gonna leave you off with Metallica. They're playing Rose Bowl Stadium Saturday, July 29th. Call us right now at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 20 scores tickets furnished by Live Nation. Of course, on the bill as well, you've got Avenged Sevenfold and Gojira. Frazier Smith is up next. See ya.